This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua Mesachas Sivamas, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph, Amen Aleph, page 111. Ein Oid Movadai, 111. Ein Oid Movadai. We certainly need the good Lord's help in getting through this Amud. May the Rebbeinu Shem give us Siyata D'Shmaya. So the Mishnah said that if you're married to a Chareshes and a Ketana, a deaf mute woman, and a Ketana, what do you do? We don't know which one you're married to more. So the Gemara asks, four lines in the bottom, Ketza Takanosan, what is the remedy? What do you do? Rashi says that a Ketana and a Chareshes, neither one paters the Tzara. So what do? You can't do chalitza to the chareshes. The chareshes is not about chalitza, that they both should go out with chalitza. And if you do yibum to her, and do chalitza to the ketana, so then you're going to become usur to the chareshes because you did chalitza to the other woman. Because the bia to the chareshes is not strong enough to push away the ketana. So basically, you're up the creek without a paddle. You're married, you're a chareshes, and a ketana fall to you. What are you going to do? You can't do yibum to both. You can't do yibum to one and chalitza to the other, because if you do yibum to the chareshes, then the chalitza that you do to the ketana when she grows up will pass her the chareshes to you. Elamai, do chalitza to the chareshes and yibum to the ketana. You can't do chalitza to a chareshes. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav, koineis ha-chareshes, marry the chareshes with yibum, umaitzia beget, then you release her with a get, uketana tamtin ad shetagdil v'tachlitz. The ketana, you wait until she grows up and you do chalitza. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Shema mina, from here we see, Kasava Rav holds, Chareshes kenuya umeshuyeres, the Chareshes is partially acquired, Ketana kenuya ve'ena kenuya, the Ketana is either acquired or not. They had some tradition, one of these women is partially acquired, and one of them is either yes or not. So we see from here, the Chareshes is the one that's partially acquired, and the Ketana is either yes acquired or not. Disakadaita chareshes kenuy veinakenuy, because if the chareshes is the one that's partially acquired, because if the chareshes, the deaf mute, is the one that's either yes acquired or not, and ketana kenuyo mishyaris, and the ketana is partially acquired, then chareshes amai koinus amitzi baget. Why in the world would you have to divorce the chareshes? The only explanation for why you have to divorce the chareshes is the chareshes is partially acquired and the ketana is either yes or not. But if you're going to say the opposite, that the chareshes is either yes or not and the ketana is partially, then you should be able to do yibum to the chareshes and the chareshes, you should not have to divorce. Taste of gavei mimanavshach. If the chareshes is either yes acquired or not acquired, she should be able to stay with you mimanavshach. I kenuyahi, if she is acquired fully, ha kenuyahi, so she's acquired and you did yibum to her, so you should be able to stay with her. Vi kenuyahi, vi lav kenuyahi, and if she wasn't acquired by the brother. In other words, your brother was married to a chareshes and a ketana, and then he dies and they both fall to you. So if the chareshes is the one that's either yes acquired or not acquired, so then if your brother acquired her, so she falls to you in yibam, you should be able to do yibam, and finished. And if she's not acquired, so there's no zikah to her. So you're just marrying her stamazai. So that's not a problem. Why would you have to divorce her? If the chareshes was the one who either is fully acquired or not acquired, then you should be able to stay with her. You should not have to divorce her. There's no reason you have to divorce her. If she's acquired, you did a full-fledged yibam. If she's not acquired, then you married a nice lady. So you'll ask, oh, and therefore it must be she's partially acquired. And the katana is either yeah or no. And that explains why you have to divorce her. Why do you have to divorce her? Because in case the katana is fully acquired, and you gave the katana a chalitza, then you can't stay with this woman who's only partially acquired because you gave chalitza to the other woman. So you'll ask, says Gemara, v'ilav kenuyehi. I'm sorry, v'chitema, and if you're going to say katana, so now what do you want to say? The katana is either yes acquired or not acquired. So then, if the katana is either yes or not, am I tamtenat shetaglo v'tachloitz? If the chareshes is partially acquired, and the katana is either yes or not, why do you have to wait until the katana gets older v'tachloitz to do chalitza? Taste of gabe, let her stay with you. Meaning, if you're going to say the katana is either yes acquired or not acquired, so then why do you have to wait until the katana gets older and you give her chalitza? Teisev gabe, let the katana stay with you. I knu yehi, if she's acquired, ha knu yehi, so she's yours. I lav knu yehi, nechrei sabalmehi. So in other words, well, why don't we say the other way around? If the katana is the one who's either yes acquired or not, so marry her and stay with her. If she's acquired, she's yours. If she's not acquired, she's a nachris. Rashi says she's acquired, and then there's no zika to after her. There's no other zika that we're dealing with over here. So I would have asked, what do you mean? Well, the chareshes is partially acquired, and if you lived with the chareshes, then you can't live with the katana. But the Gemara is saying that if the katana was acquired, so there's no zika after her, and if she's not acquired, so then she's a stranger. So Gemara says, no, there would still be a problem. Im kein chareshes b'mai tepach. How would the chareshes go out? If you're going to do yibam to the katana and merely marry the chareshes and give her a get, then how does she release from the zika? She's not a bas chalitzahi, and we need to find a takana for both of them. So if the chareshes is, if the chareshes, if the katana is acquired, you're right, maybe you could do yibum to her, but you're not going to be able to relinquish and release the chareshes, because how are you going to release her? She's not a bar chalitza. And you can't do yibum to her because she's partially acquired. So the only eitza is you marry the chareshes, you relinquish her with a get, and the katana, you have to give her chalitza. But it sounds like you can't do yibum to the katana. Apparently why? Because she might not be acquired. And if she's not acquired, then the yibum that is done to her is not going to accomplish anything. So that's what the Gemara says. Chareshes b'may tepuk. How will the chareshes go out? Okay. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Hachinami mistabra. This is also logical. Kedekametaritz Rav Chizda aliba derav. The way Rav Chizda interpreted the halacha according to Rav, that the chareshes is partially acquired and the katana is acquired or not acquired. Why? The Tani we learned in a brisa. Shnei achin nesuin shtei achayos. Two brothers married to two sisters. Now these two sisters are yesoimos, are orphans, ketana v'chareshes, a ketana and a deaf mute. So two brothers are married to two sisters, a minor and a deaf mute. Meis bala shel ketana. If the husband of the ketana dies, so what do? The ketana is now falling to the other brother. Chareshes yoytze beget. So the woman you're married to, who's a deaf mute, goes out with a get. Uketana, and the ketana, tamtin ad shetagdo, you're going to wait until she grows up, the tachlitz, and you do chalitza. So the woman you're married to goes out with a get. And the ketana, you wait until she grows up and you give her chalitza. Meis bala shel chareshes, if the husband of the chareshes dies, ketana yoytze beget. Then the ketana goes out with a get, the chareshes asur la'olam, and the deaf mute, she's asur forever because he can't give her chalitza. And what if you lived with the chareshes? V'im ba'al chareshes? If you lived with her, noisin la get. You give her a get v'hutra, and she's permitted. Says the Gemara, Yamrit bishlama chareshes kenuya u'mishuyeres. Kitana kenuya ve'ena mishuyeres. So let's get the case again. You have two brothers married to two sisters. One is a ketana, one is a chareshes. If the husband of the ketana dies, you gotta divorce the chareshes, and the ketana you give her chalitza. If the husband of the chareshes dies, the ketana goes out with a get, and the chareshes is usher forever. And the charesh is because you can't give her chalitza, but if you lived with her, you have to give her again. Says the Gemara, Yamri Bishlam HaCharesh is Kenuya Mishiyares. If the charesh was partially acquired, and Ketana Kenuya Vena Kenuya, and the Ketana was either yes or not acquired, Mishum Hachi, for this reason, the Chiba Ala HaCharesh, when you live with the charesh, Noisin La Get, you give her a get, V'hutra, and she becomes mutter. The Amri Mimanushach. We say Mimanushach. I Ketana Knuya. If the Ketana was completely acquired, Hanafka Mishum Achos Isha, then the Chareshes goes out because of Achos Isha. And she leaves. Ilav Knuya. If the ketana was not acquired, shaper miyabim. So then, you are miyabim the charesh as well, and you divorce her. Eli yamrit chareshes kenuy v'ena kenuya. But if you're going to say the chareshes was either yes acquired or not acquired, ketana kenuyim sheres, and the ketana is partially acquired. Kiba chareshes amanois and laget v'hutra. Why, if you live with the chareshes, do you give her a get, and she's free? Wait a second. The bia that you did to her is what we call a bia psula. Is a disqualified bia. You could say maybe the chareshes was acquired completely and she's zakuk to you. And the ketana doesn't push her away because she was not fully acquired. And the bia that you did to her is a bia psula because she's achos isha b'miksas, and a bia psula doesn't pater for yibam, but she still needs chalitza. So if the chareshes was fully acquired, then the bia you did to her, if the chareshes was either yes acquired or not acquired, then the bia you may have done to her may have been a bia psula. So why is it enough to give her a get? It doesn't release the zikra. Havelei bia psula patra. Says the Gemara, well, not everybody holds a bia psula is ineffective. Says the Gemara, Hamani Reb Nechemya hi. You know who this goes like? This goes like Reb Nechemya. Really, I'll tell you, the ketana is partially acquired, and the chareshes is either yes acquired or not acquired. Aye, then it might be a psula. It goes like Reb Nechemiah, who says, be a psula, paters from chalitza. Says Gemara, it can't be Reb Nechemiah. E Reb Nechemiah, ema seifa. Tell me the seifa. Misha haya naso ishte yisoy mois ketana, the chareshes. Someone who's married to two orphan girls, a minor and a chareshes. Umeis, and the guy dies. Ba yavam ala ketana. The yavam comes and lives with the ketana. V'chazar uba ala chareshes, and then he lives with the chareshes. Oy, or shaba achiv ala chareshes, or the brother lives with the chareshes after he lived with the ketana. So in this case, one guy is married to a ketana and a chareshes, and the yavam lives with the ketana, and then the chareshes or the brother does. Both women become usher to the yavam. So ketza takanasam, what do you do? Chareshes yoitza beget. The chareshes goes out with a divorce. Uketana tamtenat shetagdil v'tachlitz, and the ketana waits until she grows up and you do chalitza. So in this case, the one guy was married to a ketana and a chareshes, and then he dies, and the yavam lives with the ketana and then lives with the chareshes, or the brother lives with the ketana and then the chareshes. They both become asur to the first brother. So what do? The chareshes goes out with a get, and the ketana has to wait until she grows up and you do chalitza. Says the Gemara, Yamrit bishlama chareshes knuyo mishuyeres. Bishlama, if the chareshes is partially acquired. Ketana knuya veina knuya. And the ketana is either yes acquired or not. V'rabbanon hi. And it goes according to the Rabbanon that a bia psula is a problem. Mishum hachi tamtenat shetagdol v'tachlitz. That's it. You have to wait until the ketana grows up and you do chalitza. You know why? Because we're afraid. The dilma kadim u'bal chareshes bereisha. You might do bia to the chareshes first, and in that case, the bia to the ketana will be a bia psula, because the chareshes was acquired partially, and you won't be able to relinquish her with a bia psula. But if you're going to say a bia psula is good, Eliyamit Reb Nechemia, if you're going to say it's Reb Nechemia that a bia psula is good, ha'amar bia psula patra. So then why do you have to wait until the ketana grows up to do chalitza? We see that it's the rabbis who say bia psula is good. Because otherwise, why do you have to wait until she grows up to do chalitza? Why can't she be released with the bia? Now, why can't she be released with whose bia? We're worried you might be boil the chareshes first, and then the bia of the ketana will be a bia psula. But according to Nechemiah, bia psula is good. If the chareshes is partially acquired, and the ketana is or not, we understand why you have to wait until chalitza, because if you do bia to the chareshes, the bia of the ketana is a bia psula. But if bia psula works, then you shouldn't have to wait for chalitza. Now Rav Ashi says, why don't we try the following. Am Rav Ashi, me reisha namishmamina. We could infer this from the reisha as well. Why? The Rabbana, who he? We could infer from the reisha then it's Rabbanan. Diktani, because it says in Ba al HaChareshes, if he lives with a Chareshes, Noisen la get, he gives her a get, Vahutra. It says if he lives with a Chareshes, he gives her a get, and she becomes Mutter. It says if he lives with the Chareshes, he gives her a get, and she becomes Mutter. Why doesn't it say if he lives with the Ketana, he gives her again, she becomes Mutter? Must be because Bia Psula is not a good Bia. Says Gemara, that's not a Raya. Imi Shemha, if that would be the only indication, Lo Yeria, it would not be a proof. Why? By Chareshes, where there's no Takana of Chalitza, so it taught a Takana of Isser. But that it's permitted through Biyapsula. But Ketana, the Isla Takanta, a Ketana that has a Takana, namely Chalitza, Takanta Ketera, Loi Tani Takanta the Isura. It didn't teach a prohibited Takana. So therefore, you can't bring a Raya from the Resha, and the only Raya is from the Seifa. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this was one of the hardest blot that I think we got the words. And hopefully Hashem should help us understand it more completely. If we read every single Rashi, it will be much clearer. But in the small amount of time that we have, this will constitute the first time. Okay, thank you everybody for joining us, and I wish you all a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Thank you for coming. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.